The next patient is Norman Rash. The last name is R-A-A-S-C-H. This is the clinical case of a 78-year-old white male that is a patient of Dr. Betsy Wood, who was referred to the office because there was a drop in the EFR from 60 in 2021 to 46 in 2022. The patient has a background of arterial hypertension, hyperlipidemia that has been treated with Crestor and BPH. That is asymptomatic at the moment. We started to proceed evaluation in this case. The laboratory workup, the autoimmune disease process was ruled out through ANA. The possibility of a monoclonal gammopathy was investigated through serum protein electrophoresis, immune electrophoresis, that were reported negative. No spikes were detected. In the free kappa was elevated to 35.4. And the lambda was reported negative. The kappa lambda ratio was 1.47, which is within range. Furthermore, when we investigated the microalbumin creatinine ratio was normal, there was no evidence of selective proteinuria, and the protein creatinine ratio was below 100, which is non-selective proteinuria. Both of them were negative. The iron stores were checked. The iron saturation was 33%, which is within range. And the serum iron was 95. Following number, the prostatic specific antigen was reported 1.7. The urine culture was completely normal. Vitamin D was within range, and vitamin B12 was also within range. At this point, we don't have an explanation for the very mild anemia that the patient has and for the deterioration of his kidney function. The free kappa was slightly elevated, but without any significance at this time. And what I am advocating is to repeat the protein electrophoresis and immunofixation in serum as well as in urine, and the kappa lambda ratio in 6 months. Number two, arterial hypertension is under control. Blood pressure 130 over 68. Number three, hyperlipidemia that is under control with the administration of Crestor. Number four, BPH. That is asymptomatic. We invested ...12 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup, in the face-to-face 20 minutes, and in the documentation 10 minutes.